Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. Okay, so today's topic is Kwanzaa and why Kwanzaa isn't a big celebration in the Black community. It's very interesting because I've just taken the time out to learn about Kwanzaa, and wow. It is an amazing festival, and I believe that we should celebrate it more. So I'm just wondering, if white people were celebrating Kwanzaa, would we celebrate it more? What if they decide to make Kwanzaa their celebration? Would we be complaining that white people are always stealing everything from us? You know, it seemed that, we have so many awesome things that we can celebrate as a Black community, yet we look to outside sources, you know, to follow everything that someone else is doing, when we have such a deep history and just things that make sense. So I was just, like I said, I was doing research on Kwanzaa, and I was surprised to learn that Kwanzaa was, I think it was started in 1966, which was a long time ago. That's over 50 years old. And it was created by Dr. Mulana Karenga, I believe, if I'm pronouncing it correctly or not. So apparently Dr. Karenga wanted to create a holiday especially for Black Americans, okay? And this was to help bring Black people together, to reconnect and to celebrate the bond that Blacks share. Just like we celebrate, say for instance, St. Patrick's Day or Chinese New Year or Cinco de Mayo. Or the Year of the Dragon or something. These are all celebration of culture, of history. And it is a major celebration because if the school districts are celebrating it and making it a part of their curriculum, it's huge. It's something huge. So I just kind of want to talk about Kwanzaa, and I hope that, you know, we do some more research into it and try to celebrate it more. I mean, it means just a lot more to celebrate Kwanzaa than it is to celebrate, I'm not going to name specific holidays, but just meaningless holidays that has no, and a lot of them are oppressive to your well-being, pretty much. So, let's see. There are like five characteristics of Kwanzaa that were taken from the African First Fruit Festival. And the first one is to bring the people together. Number two is to allow the people to give thanks to the Creator. Not to the created, but to the Creator. And for a good life. Number three is to remember the ancestors. Number four is for self-reflection and community building. Number five, to celebrate the Creator again. And to celebrate the history, culture, and the new year. So Kwanzaa is a celebration of the African-American people, their culture, and their history. It also has it's also a seven-day festival, which begins every year on December 26 and ends on January 1st. So what would happen is that for 7 days, you have family coming together, eating, just having a good time, and pretty much to unite and talk about the Black family and the purpose of the Black family and community building and how to make the community strong. And on the sixth day, which is December 31st, Family members and their guests take part in a feast of celebration. I mean, I just absolutely love this so much that I think that I'm going to start celebrating Kwanzaa. I've always heard about it, but I never really give it much thought because I was like, most people, you know, if the majority of the population isn't celebrating it, then it's not important. And that's a lot of, many times that's how we live our lives, based on the popularity of something rather than, you know, looking at the reason for it and the deep meaning for it. So there are also seven foundations of Kwanzaa. And number one is unity. Number two, self-determination. Three, collective work and responsibility. Four, cooperative economic purpose. Five, creativity. And I think six is faith. I think I'm missing one somewhere. But anyway, fill me in if you know what the seventh one is. I think I'm missing one from... okay, so I think we've been given guidance here. I honestly believe we've been given some form of guidance for Black people in general and for the Black community. And I mean, when you talk about community building, when you talk about family unity and community unity and making a community stronger, who in their right mind would not want to be a part of this? I mean, just recently we were celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And it's all about, I guess, drinking beer or some form of intoxicant to make you drunk. And we celebrate it and we enjoy it and we are part of it. When Cinco de Mayo comes around, we're, you know, here we are celebrating it. So I think we should do more research on Kwanzaa and be a part of it. You know, teach our kids that, hey, this is who you are. This is your culture. This is part of your celebration and your festival. You know, we can't continue to be part of everyone else's celebration when we are not even a part of our own. And I think that's the main reason we are so confused as to what we need to do. This is why we need to take time out. We need to take time out, rewind, think about life, think about our purpose, try to find some, I don't know, just reconnect with our past and our ancestors and just try to get away from all the stuff that we are used to and, you know, just kind of try to do things that make more sense to you rather than doing things because everyone else is doing it. So I just wanted to talk about that for today, and I hope that, you know, you research it and you... starting December, you be a part of it. You teach your kids about it. So I hope that, you know, it's going to be something that will be larger in the future. Okay, so I hope you guys really enjoy today's episode and get some type of benefit from it. I want to be, you know, I want you to be a part of this community. I want you to be an active part of this community. But not only this community, I want you to be an active part of your life. Okay? And do what's best for you. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.